nice round of applause on the band that been working for the last hour. We are beyond blessed to have him as a friend. And he said, I'd like to come and play, and we'd love to have him. One more time, a nice hand for Jeff. Take a bow, Jeff. We got some country songs. We got some classic Christmas songs. We got a couple of original songs. Hopefully a couple of surprise songs. We want you all to have a good time. Make as much noise as you can and just clap and again, just enjoy yourself. And Merry Christmas, everybody. Peter G. Greggy. Thank you.
know the words.
Joy to the world.
The Lord has come.
There you go. Thank you.
There are jingle bells and Christmas carols singing.
Christmas, Lord, yeah.
Except some guy named Elvis did it first.
Boo.
Who did it? Oh, Gene Autry, that's I know you're a jerk, but you don't have to get this far. You can make me look bad, girl! I know. You love children. Make sure that that child's with you when you leave and not in our car. Because my wife has been known to pick up children and bring them home. And that's it. Oh, yes, the Lord has come. We hope that you love this one as much as we do.
Thank you.
Dolly Parton Christmas special, do you remember? We were at a dinner club on Thursday night. We didn't get to see it. Dolly is my wife's all-time favorite. One of the best Christmas gifts I can get her to go see her. But Dolly's not performing very often. And I guess she doesn't have to. But we love this next song, and I love it when she sings it. And I like the message of the song. It's called "A Coat of Many Colors." And you might not say it's Christmas, but I say it's absolutely Christmas because there's nothing but love in this next song. So I hope you all enjoy it. "Coat of Many Colors." You ready, Brian? She doesn't have one yet. And it just, It's all about kids. I tell her all the time, don't lose your childhood, don't grow up too fast, and be a kid forever if you can do it, because that's what makes you young, and that's what makes you feel good in your heart. Now, this next song is one of my favorites because it was one of my mother's favorites. Don't look at her. Deacon Chuck, my wife had mother-in-law problems. I don't know about you, but I don't want to get you in trouble if anybody's married. Her mother had a love-hate relationship with me. She loved me and she hated me. Well, my mother, Doreen, well, there was just no doubt about it.
You know how that Italian mothers are.
Hey! You used to be Italian until you took that 32.
No, I did. I thought I was half Italian and half Polish. And so 2 years ago, I said to our daughter, I would love to do that 23andMe DNA. Y'all, I do not have a lick of Italian in me. Irish and Polish. So one day when I go to heaven, me and my grandma gotta have a little talk.
You told me your grandmother's last name was O'Shea. I don't know what you
said. I didn't have that much.
I'm gonna give up. Now, you gotta let go and start singing. We got a guy here who's one of the best dancers that we go to the dinner club. He is by far one of the best dancers we ever have. He makes everybody happy. He says he doesn't dance in church. He loves God with all his heart, loves the Word of God, reads the Word of God. He said, I don't dance in church. Because if he started dancing in church, you'd all join him, see? But at least you can all sing and help us with this
one.
Oh,
give you a chance to think about it. You let me know. We'd love to hear you play again. Because you played while everybody was walking in and they were all talking and listening and talking. But if you want to play a song for us, you're more than welcome. You want to come on a Sunday morning and tell your pastor that he had to be here. I don't want to get in trouble. I know I didn't get in trouble with the guy upstairs. We're here at 10:30 every Sunday, and I get everybody out in an hour, right, Jim?
No.
What do you mean? Yeah, we're out in an hour. We're not?
No.
An hour and a half? No, sir.
I used to sit in the front row, and I'd be doing this tour.
Yeah. He might bring you rocking around.
Thank you.
the same way again, I promise. Even if the monkeys are on and you're at your grocery store and you're playing that, you're going to think of Jesus. Isn't that great? I think it's great when we take a worldly song and a great song and just turn it into a song for God. We started these concerts because we love playing and we love our church. And we love to have folks come and hear us. And somebody asked me and thanked me one of the earlier times that we do every now and then some of the older Christmas carols. So we added this one to the show for those of you who like the real old, beautiful Christmas songs. And you can sing it with my girl. She's going to sing a little Away in the Manger. Jeff, you got a song for us?
No crib for a man, but lived the Lord Jesus, laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the
Oh.
as I said before, Christmas is, you have the child of the heart, the heart of the child.
Look out window and I'll break your arm, Sergio.
That's Deacon Sergio. You better say to our fathers and a Hail Mary quick. When you read the good book, when you read God's book, you read the Bible, you read the Word of God. And by the way, that Bible that we have and those letters written in red, those are the only words from Jesus we have. Those, you don't find any new words, or no new words, no new stories. They're just His words in that book. And He talks about children all the time, and the love of a child and the heart of a child. And God bless me with this next song. This is truly something that I wrote many years ago. And I hope that you like it, because it's about a child, it's about love, and it's about God.
I'm
You want Santa Claus that's coming to town or jingle bells?
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells.
Did you know that your baby boy has walked the angels' path?
Thank you.
guys sound pretty good together. You see what happens when a church comes together and everybody comes together a lot? You see how good you all sound? Give yourself a hand.
Now y'all listen, Second Congregational, this isn't church. Tomorrow we gotta come back. For that day.
But as my wife said, she said earlier, if you have a church, we hope that you go there every Sunday. We hope you lift up your pastors and your reverends and read the Word of God, because there's nothing greater than that book. There's no other new words from Jesus except in that book. So read them over and over again and let God talk to you. It's a beautiful thing. It really is. Okay, Greg. Holy man. Are you ready?
Yeah,
I got faith in you.
Long lay the world in sin.
entertain at nursing homes and senior centers, assisted living facilities, and we have a blessed time doing it. It's a beautiful job. And we were in Oakland today strolling, and we went into a room, and there was a family of three with their grandmother on the bed there. And they asked us, they said, "We like Christmas song, but could you sing a spiritual song for us?" And we sang some beautiful songs for her. And it was a beautiful moment. So I want you to know that we have a beautiful moment here tonight. You have a beautiful day, and you are blessed with all these gifts. And just be thankful to God and sing along with us, if you would. Y'all know this song. It's called Silent Night.
Thank you.
beautiful holiday, and we'll see you soon.